The Bethel Winter House provided overnight shelter and hot meals to the homeless living in Bethel last winter. Board members want to open the homeless shelter at the beginning of December, but have to overcome some challenges first. KYUK's Charles Enoch has the story.
Eva Melvich is the president of the Bethel Winter House, or Uksumi Ukizvik Inupik. She says before they open, they have to find and train enough volunteers.
We need a minimum of 60 based on how we did last year, and we are having a heck of a time getting people to sign up. If we don't have 60 people signed up by the end of November, we are going to have to meet as a board and decide whether we can open it or not.
Melvich says according to their policy, there will have to be 2 volunteers each night to run the shelter. She says volunteers will work twice per month, overnight, from 9 p.m. until 7 a.m. Last year, Melvich says they ran the shelter with 20 volunteers and that wasn't enough. They were overworked and burnt out. She doesn't want that to happen again. As of this week, Monday, 10 volunteers have been trained so far. That leaves 50 more that have to be trained by the end of the month. With winter ahead, Melvich says the community needs to get more involved for the 100 or so homeless living in Bethel to have a safe, warm place to stay.
The whole purpose for this winter house is to prevent death by exposure for people in this community. There is no reason why somebody should die from exposure because we're in the 21st century. We have a big group of people in this community that experience homelessness. Last year, there was a count of 100 people, and 36 of those are children. It's a community solution to a community problem.
Melvich says the shelter has some good news on the funding front. Winter House officials announced last week that ConocoPhillips is contributing $5,000, the biggest donation yet. That brings the Winter House one step closer to their goal of hiring a part-time volunteer coordinator. There is also a possibility that the shelter will get a $13,500 grant from the state. However, the location of the shelter is still in discussion, says Melvich. She says they might elect to rotate the shelter church to church like last year, but that's still up in the air. In Bethel, I'm Charles Enoch.